don't you
listen to Voice of Niger on Radio Razzo every Monday from 6 o'clock to 10 o'clock in the morning for your spiritual blessings and upliftment, for community news, your interviews, special requests and others. Tune into 105.2 megahertz ether and 103.8 megahertz on cable. We delight and entertain you.
Hey, we also have more stuff coming your way. We have business matters. We have social and educational matters. We have health and healing matters. We also have legal matters.
For more information, call us on 020-368-1968. We delight and entertain you. Voice of Niger on Radio Razzo every Monday from 6 to 10 a.m. Razzo!
Voice of Niger is right here to promote your business. Yes, your social events, weddings, birthday parties, baby ceremonies, graduation, anniversaries, engagements. All your events can be promoted right here on Voice of Niger. Yes, you heard me right. Don't know about you because you're not promoting your business. We can bring you the awareness that you need for all those revivals, seminars, special events, conferences, church services, your Sunday services, your social events, weddings, birthday parties, baby ceremonies, graduation, anniversaries, engagements. Call us today right now at 06-846-06-550. Voice of Niger, your place to advertise.
Okay.
Apostle Larry, standing in this hour for, on behalf of Radio Voice of Niger, transmitting on 103.8 megahertz on ether and 105.2 megahertz on cable. We thank God for a new day, and we are believing Him for a great, great program. With you as our partner, we trust that your weekend and your previous week has been great. So welcome once again to this blessed and glorious time. As you know, we have just entered our inspirational segment, and so we'll be having the miracles of Jesus and some music. And then afterwards, the pastoral forum. Shall we proceed with prayer before we do anything else? Let's pray together. Father, once again, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, name above all names, we have come to you. We commit ourselves under the blood of the Lamb of God. Commit our listeners, their families and households under the blood. Everything we'll be doing this day on air and even off air shall be, let them be pleasing unto you. We ask for divine wisdom, divine guidance and divine influence to succeed. We pray that everything the enemy has set up against us shall fail. We declare it already failed in Jesus' name. Grant prosperity and grant wellness and grant increase, grant advancement to all we're going to do today. Father, we surrender entirely and the awesome power and leadership. We thank you for a successful day. Thank you for our listeners, everyone who tunes in to listen. Father, bless them and bless them richly. Bless all those who contribute directly and indirectly to the success of the programs. Once again, take the glory and the praise in Jesus' name. We bless our city, leaders and politicians and all those in leadership capacity in one way or the other. Bless them, bless their household, bless our king, his family, and the royal household. Thank you, Jesus, for being so merciful. Thank you that your banner over us is love and protection. To you be the glory and honor once again. In Jesus' name, amen and amen and amen. Amen. Well, you keep listening to music, and we will bring you further updates as we proceed.
Interest in Good morning to you, all our listeners. Good morning to you. My name is Apostle Henry Rudokinu, coming to you on the waves of Radio Voice of Niger. I salute you in this very Monday morning as we transmit from Amsterdam. You are listening to us on cable 103.8 and ETA 105.2. In your radio, popular radio program, Radio Voice of Niger on Sao Radio Razo. I beg your pardon. So, coming to you on the waves of majesty of Radio Voice of Niger, we say hello to you this wonderful morning and trust that you will enjoy this wonderful broadcast. As you listen to this gospel inspirational time, we are asking that you prepare your soul. And prepare to receive all that God has in store for you. As you know, we normally start with the gospel music before we digress to the other issues. So this is our religious segment. Join us as we bring and uplift your soul. At this juncture, I want to call Apostle Larry to just pray.
And Lord, we thank you for this opportunity. Thank you for everyone out there. We bless every home receiving us right now, every person receiving us. We pray that your presence will accompany us right from this point all the way to the very end. Let lives be touched. Let people be influenced by your marvelous grace and power.
power. We thank you for this nation, our leaders, those in authority. We bless them. Continue to give us absolute peace and progress and prosperity in the land. Thank you for your goodness. In Jesus' name, amen.
So, very shortly, we'll be bringing to you the tidbits for the day. As you know, we'll start with the miracles of Jesus.
How can I describe?
So, with the miracles of Jesus Christ, then we would proceed to the pastoral forum where issues of the kingdom are being discussed. And then after that, we would move to the social segment or health segment. So stay tuned and feel free to call us in the studio line, which is 020-737-1619. And we want to thank those who have been really patronizing what we are doing. God richly bless you.
This is a psalm a song honoring and declaring the bigness of God. God is bigger. Bigger. He's the biggest. Whatever you may be dealing with in life, it is bigger than it. At this juncture, I would like to say good morning once again and to say a warm welcome to this edition of Radio Voice of Niger program for Monday morning, the Good Morning Show. I would like to bring to you the psalm for today. The 15th psalm of the Bible, a psalm of David. It says, Lord, who may abide in your tabernacle, who may dwell in your holy hill. He who walks uprightly and works righteousness and speaks truth in his heart. He who does not backbite with his tongue, nor does evil to his neighbor, nor does he take up a reproach against his friend, in whose eyes a vile person is despised, but he honors those who fear the Lord. He who swears to his own hurt and does not change, he who does not put out his money at usury, nor does he take a bribe against the innocent. He who does these things shall never be moved. I like that. This is a foundation for a solid life, a solid day, a solid week. If you do those things, you will not be moved. You will be rooted and firm. You don't swear falsely against people. You don't take bribe. You don't, you know, take cutthroat interest when you're helping somebody financially. Huh? You don't do evil to your neighbor. You don't take a reproach against your friend. You will dwell in the presence of the Lord. In fact, you'll be well represented before God. I like that. Continue to listen as we get ready to bring to you the miracles of Jesus.
my Lord. You are the joy of the whole world. Oh, 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 oh.
In case you just joined us, this is Radio Voice of Elijah, coming to you on the airwaves of Radio Razzle. My name is Apostle Larry Dorkano. We're preparing and getting ready for the miracles of Jesus, brought to you by Apostle Helen Ruth Dorkano. Get ready to be blessed.
Let me hear you say, you are Lord, you are Lord.
Good morning. Once again, I believe with the signal tone, you already know what is coming up. Yes. A miracle today. Well, this is Apostle Helen Rudokeno. Position this hour to bring the word of God, word of exhortation to us all. Shall we just pray? Precious Jesus, we thank you. Father in heaven, we bless you for who you are. We honor you, Holy Spirit of God, for this privilege and this opportunity. Use this few minutes to impact our listeners. Prepare their heart for a good day, successful day. Father, in Jesus' name, we ask that as the word goes through the cable lines, that lives will be touched and lives will be healed, hearts will be amended, and, oh God, being reconstructed for you and you alone. Be glorified. We thank you for our nation and we bless you for this country. Lord, how about every single one of us? Thanking you, God, for the leadership of the country. We bless our king and our queen, and we bless all that, oh God, are busy making the laws of the land, that they will have wisdom, knowledge, and understanding been given unto them to rule and to rule in the fearfulness of God. We bless you today, oh Lord, for such a privilege to be alive. In Jesus' name, with thanksgiving, we pray. Joyfully say amen. I want to use this opportunity to send forth my belated Happy Father's Day to all the fathers all over the world. I believe that the fathers must have enjoyed, and some are still, enjoying the legacy of their fruitful work. So yesterday, almost the whole world honored the fathers. And remember them, because they are people who are so unique. They are people who play a vital role in the existence of humanity. So once again, from Radio Voice of Niger, we applaud all our fathers. Come on, put your hand together. More especially, the fathers who have excelled, the fathers who are role models, and the fathers who fear the Lord. We reference every one of you, we applaud you, we salute you, and we honor you for the unique role that God is using you to play in our time. Be highly blessed. Amen. I salute especially the memory of my late father, Chief Nathaniel Akoma Owusu-Rebo, the Ugumba one of Amaba Ibutu Oboro. That's the man that brought me into life, and where his soul is right now, may he continue to rest in peace. He did a very good job in my life, and I'll never have a father that is like him. So I reference and I salute your late memory, Papa. God bless you. Ha. So, fathers are unique. I want to thank God as well for my honorable husband, who is also a father to me and a father to our generation, Apostle Larry Presidokeno. God richly bless you for the role that you are playing, and all the spiritual fathers like Papankara and the rest of them, I salute them too. Why is it necessary for us to honor our fathers? The Bible tells us in the book of Ephesians, chapter 6, and I read, it says, Ephesians chapter 6, verse 2, honor your father and mother, which is the first commandment, with promise that it may be well with you and you may live long on earth. So that's a commandment. The Bible even says it's one of the first commandment, which God had given unto us with promise. And then please go to the book of Malachi, Malachi chapter 1, verse 6. The Bible says, a son honors his father, and a servant his master. If then I am the father, where is my honor? And if I am a master, where is my reverence? Says the Lord of hosts. So we see from these two scriptures that God expects us to honor him. And at the same time, he expects us to honor our fathers. Now, honor is due unto God because he is our heavenly father. Say heavenly father. So when we don't reverence God, we don't honor him by acknowledging his existence, then we are living like bastards on earth. We are living like people. We are making ourselves look ridiculous. So, because when you look at the way things play out, there's nobody that came out from a tree. So, the Bible tells us that in the image of God, he made us. And that's why when a child is being born, we sing and we dance. We said, every good and perfect gift comes from God, who is the father of us all. So if God be our father, then he is saying, what is the honor that is due unto him? He is letting us know that we are not trees. We are not animals. We are not just something like that is just existing. He made us in his image, and we are from him. And because we are from him, we have to reproduce the things that are of him. When you look at a tree, for instance, a tree bears forth another tree. You look at crops, they bear forth another sort of crop, like mango bears forth mango, or cassava bears forth cassava, or maize bear forth maize. So God reproduced us, and we are the image of God. So we belong to God. We can't say we belong to the animal kingdom. No, we belong to God. So we are reproduced by God. So we are his people, and he's supposed to lead us. And as he's leading us and guiding us, we must reverence him. We must honor him. So I want us to come out from the illusion of thinking that we are just existing for nothing. We are just existing on our own. A whoops, all of a sudden, yes, we just find ourselves in the world. Yes, 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 yes. But we have to know that God is our father. Say, God is my father. You know, this is something that is in our subconscious mind. Even sometimes we try to battle with it, but in the subconsciousness, we know that there's somebody who owns us, and that is God. So he deserves every respect, every honor that is due. Honor means putting a weight on something, making somebody to appreciate more weight. So God said, if I be your father, where is the honor? Where is the respect? Where is the weight? The weight. The additional weight you are adding on me.
Not a weight to weigh you down, but a weight of appreciation. A weight to reverence, a weight to of love. Where is that which you are putting on me? And here again, God is saying to us, not only do I deserve to have weight or to be appreciated, but give the same honor, give honor to your father that brought you out of the world. The father that brought you into the world, the father from whose loins you came out from, deserve honor. When we talk about fathers, we are not only talking about the biological fathers. There are some stepfathers. These are people who have adopted people and they raised them. They deserve honor. There are spiritual fathers. These are people who take care of our spiritual being. They take care of the spiritual aspect of our life. These are the ones we see in churches, or you see them wherever, because I don't want to mention any other, but let me just mention the Catholic, Christian environment. You see them there. They are fathers. Your pastor, the bishop, the apostle, the whatever. These are fathers, deacons and elders. These are fathers in the church environment. There are others who don't go to church, but they play fatherly roles in the communities. They are community leaders. They are fathers. And here, God is saying to us, honor your father. Honor that father. Honor them as much as you are honoring the female folks, the mothers. You don't choose to honor just one and leave the other. So we celebrated the Mother's Day some few weeks back, and now honor is due to our fathers. We just, as we celebrated the mothers, we also supposed to even celebrate the fathers more. Why? They are the genesis of our life. Makaria Basundo. Actually, when we look at that thing very, very well, there is no single being, no single human being that did not come out from a father. No single. Because it is their seed that produce that is used to produce that being. Without the seed of the man, there is no being. Nothing. I've never seen where they said they took only the eggs of the woman, and then from the eggs, then that just formed a baby. No. There must be the seed, the semen of the man, mixed up with the egg of the woman. And then a baby is formed. So it is of a great interest that we honor that man, that who allowed his seed to come out, and then you and me, we are formed. He could have said, well, I don't think I want this baby now. And then when it was time, he spilled us out. But no. For that father to deliberately decide to allow us to go in, and then our mothers have been pregnanted, and then carried us, and then brought us out. It is very unique. From the moment that father allowed us to go in, already means he has taken responsibility. It means deliberately, I want to have you. I want to make a child. And so I want to put my name on this child. Forget about some cases where fathers, people have pregnanted the women folks and they ran away. Forget about those ones, because most of the time we only play the negative aspect of it, of the young boy who denied the young girl just because the girl has come around to say, I'm pregnant. Because the boy didn't prepare to have a baby at a time. We are not talking about those ones. We are talking about the one that fully made up his mind and said, it's time to bring forth my own and raise my own family. So fatherhood started from God, who passed it over up to Jesus from the book of Ephesians chapter 3. If we go to verse 15, we will see what the Bible said about Jesus, who is a father of us all. Hallelujah. He said, from whom? He said, for this reason I bow my knee to the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, from whom the whole family in heaven and earth is named. So fatherhood doesn't just start from that father that begat us. It is something that started from God himself, passed over to Jesus, and now down to us. That's why we have the patriarchs in the Bible. Patriarchs are fathers who lived an exemplary life, who became like a role model. And from since that time of the Bible till date, we are still reading them. People like Abraham, people like Noah, Lot, Jacob, Isaac, David, and so many of them. So Samuel, the rest of them, the Bible documented them in such a way that when we look at their lives, and we call them patriarchs because of the role they have played, and because of the weight they put on the things of God, they are still being valued up till this date. These fathers, as a matter of fact, didn't just live a perfect life. Because when we begin to look at them, we will see some real loopholes in their lives. Despite all of that, God still said, we still address them as patriarchs, and we still address them as people who really had honored God during their lifetime. And they become like a role model. So I am saying here that it is demanded from a child to honor his father, whether he lived an expected life or he did not. It is expected that you honor him. A father deserves that. Whether the father measured up to your standard or not, the Bible says we have to honor them. We have to put on a weight on them. We have to respect them. Whether that father measured to your educational level or not, whether the father can speak good or not, whether the father can reason well articulated or not, whether the father has money or not, the Bible said we must honor them. When we get to already do what God commands us to do by honoring the father, not leaving the mothers behind, but honoring the father. When we do that, the Bible said, you are obeying the first commandment of the Lord that has a promise, was a promise. He said, so that thy days be long and that you can eat the you can be well with you and you may live long on earth. So when you look at this very well, you will now see why the society is so chaotic. Why death tolls have risen among the younger folks. You can see why people are not excelling. Because we are now in the decade where people have much knowledge, and the knowledge is making them to act foolish. The knowledge they have was, like my father would tell us, when we were small, we began to speak English to him when we come back from school. He said, yes, yes, I bought it. And then we were wondering what he meant by that. So he said, oh, you are speaking English. I bought it. With my money, I bought it. If I didn't buy this English, you would speak it. And then we began to ask what he meant. He said, I sent you to school. So by sending you to school means I bought the English. So when you want to reason in a way he doesn't understand you, he will tell you, I bought you. The total you, I bought. All that you have was given to you by me through God. So I bought the English. Go ahead, baby girl, speak it for me. I bought it. These are fathers who deny themselves. Fathers deny themselves just to make sure that you have a good life. They deny themselves just to make sure that you are like others. So in this decade, we see that children are becoming too wise and too knowledgeable, that now they look from the tree they were being cut. They now tell that tree, you don't deserve to be my father. You don't look like a father. You know, we speak all this big English to them. Yeah. Hey, it's not up to date. Hey, he looks weird. We say those things to the noble fathers that brought us out into this world. Shame. And the more some of them are advancing to put us into that corrective mode, to direct us so that we don't miss the mark and the promises of God, we just shy away. We look down on them. When they tell us what have made them, what have shaped them, like the good attitude they have, what made them to have it, we shun them and we say they are too archival, they are too old. So I don't figure you out. May God be merciful. You don't figure them out just because they don't flip through the channels the way you are flipping through. They spend their time they would have used to be flipping through the channel. They use it to go and do some menial jobs just to make sure that you are given that right education. To make sure you live, you are sheltered, you are not homeless. To make sure that there's food on the table for you to eat. They deserve honor. Hallelujah. They deserve to be honored. Because when we honor them, what happens is that God, in turn, looks on us and then is well placed. And then God begins to make way for you. But when we dishonor them and we say they don't measure to what we're supposed to, they are not like the people we want them. Oh, no, I'm not. I'm ashamed of you. When you are ashamed of your father, God also will be ashamed of you.